Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 15th, 2024, through Friday, July 19th, 2024. Monday, July 15th, 2024. 8 defendants charged with multi-million dollar healthcare fraud scheme. Noman Ahmed, Adnan Arshad, Reman Dewan, Jessica Hendrickson, Jose Marte, Mohammed Salim, Faisal Shamsi, and Wakash Shamsi were charged with conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, conspiracy to defraud the United States and pay healthcare fraud kickbacks, paying healthcare fraud kickbacks, and money laundering. The defendants allegedly offered and paid healthcare kickbacks and submitted fraudulent claims to Medicaid for ambulance services to medical appointments that were not performed or the costs were artificially inflated. From approximately December 2020 to the present, the defendants paid illegal healthcare kickbacks to Medicaid beneficiaries so that those beneficiaries would order medical transportation services specifically from the defendants, which generally included transportation to addiction treatment service centers for the beneficiaries' purported necessary methadone treatment. The defendants also submitted artificially inflated claims to Medicaid. Although there were numerous addiction treatment centers on Long Island the beneficiaries could have utilized, the defendants instructed them to order rides to additional treatment centers in New York City and to list false addresses so they could obtain higher reimbursement rates from Medicaid for longer rides. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, July 16, 2024. Former IRS employee indicted for fraudulent tax returns. Sandra D. Mondane, a former IRS employee, was indicted by a federal grand jury for preparing fraudulent tax returns that illegally claimed more than $200,000 in refunds for her clients. The federal indictment charges Mondane with 39 counts of aiding and assisting in the preparation and filing of false and fraudulent income tax returns. The indictment alleges that Mondane assisted at least 11 individuals to file at least 39 false and fraudulent income tax returns for the tax years 2018 through 2021. The federal income tax returns prepared by Mondane allegedly included fraudulent filing status, fraudulent Schedule A, itemized deductions, fraudulent Schedules D, capital gains and losses, and fraudulent Forms 5695, residential energy credits. By including these and other fraudulent items on the client's tax returns, the indictment states, Mondane was able to manufacture substantial refunds to her clients they would not have been entitled to if the returns had been accurately prepared. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, July 17, 2024. Burlington County man sentenced to 33 months in prison for $4 million money laundering scheme. Pablo Estrada was sentenced to 33 months in prison for illegally laundering the proceeds of a mail fraud scheme. In addition to the prison term, Judge Bum sentenced Estrada to 3 years of supervised release and ordered him to pay restitution of $4.21 million. According to documents filed in this case and statements made in court, from August 2020 through January 2023, Estrada received money from victims of various scams, including a lottery scam, an advance fee fraud, which begins with victims receiving an unexpected notification that they have won large sums of money in a lottery, but are required to pay various fees and expenses before their winnings can be released to them. Estrada deposited the money into various bank accounts that he maintained for purposes of receiving criminal proceeds. He transferred the funds to other bank accounts, keeping a percentage for himself. Estrada laundered more than $4 million in this manner. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, July 18, 2024. Bakersfield man pleads guilty to $25 million tax fraud scheme. Miguel Martinez pleaded guilty to conspiring to submit $25 million in fraudulent individual federal income tax returns. According to court records, from November 2019 through June 2023, Martinez was one of the leaders of a scheme to file hundreds of fraudulent tax returns that claimed millions of dollars in refunds. Martinez and others caused false wage and withholding information for individuals that supposedly worked at fake businesses. The businesses were fake because the businesses never actually paid any withholding to the IRS, and the purported owners were unaware of the businesses. Martinez and others then submitted fraudulent tax returns that were in the names of the individuals who supposedly worked at the fake businesses and claimed substantial refunds from the IRS. As a result of the scheme, the IRS paid out $2.3 million in fraudulent tax refunds. When federal agents arrested Martinez and searched his three homes, he was found with another $750,000 in fraudulent tax refund checks, identification cards of more than 200 individuals, and multiple firearms and ammunition. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, July 19th, 2024. Two men sentenced for orchestrating multi-million dollar cryptocurrency securities fraud and wire fraud schemes. Shane Hampton and Michael Kane were sentenced for their respective roles in a scheme to defraud investors in connection with the purchase of Hydrogen Technologies cryptocurrency, Hydro. Hampton was sentenced to 2 years and 11 months in prison, and Kane was sentenced to 3 years and 9 months in prison. According to court records and evidence presented at trial, Kane was the co-founder and CEO of Hydrogen Technology, and Hampton was the head of financial engineering at the same company. Kane and Hampton hired an outside firm, Moonwalkers Trading Limited of South Africa, to manipulate the price of Hydro on a cryptocurrency exchange headquartered in the United States by using an automated trading application, or bot, to flood the market with fake and fraudulent orders from October 2018 to April 2019. Kane, Hampton, and their co-conspirators executed approximately $7 million in wash trades and placed over $300 million in spoof trades for Hydro through the bot. These manipulative trades were designed to, and did, fraudulently induce retail investors to purchase Hydro. Through the artificially inflated prices that resulted from their manipulation efforts, Kane, Hampton, and their co-conspirators made approximately $2 million in profits from selling Hydro over roughly 10 months. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.